Yeah, I've especially loved reading your coverage of Todd Oldham, since I know he has such a special relationship with Dallas. Would you mind talking about that, working with Todd, covering his shows?
That would be a pleasure. I feel like, you know, newspaper was always a big deal about sort of separation of church and state. And, you know, we're journalists, newspapers, much more so than magazines. I think magazines always, you knew there was sort of a, you know, cooperative relationship with Vogue and the designers and things like that. But so really, truly, I probably should have recused myself from covering Todd Oldham because he was a great friend and somebody who I adored and had a strong personal relationship with. But this being fashion, it was like, okay. So, you know, he had started here in Dallas and was just this kid with brimming with creativity. And he had done a couple of shows here. I mean, he had like, he and his partner, Tony Longoria, had a band at one point that played at the Ado, and I think they were called, like, White, and they wore all white and stuff. I mean, he was just, he worked at the Container Store in Preston Forest, too. That was one of his first jobs. But anyway, he started, you know, doing things and having, it was kind of more sportswear at first, and he would have these sample sales over in their warehouses. Oh my God, when it was Todd Oldham sample sale, it was like, I cannot even tell you. I mean, it was like Oprah's giveaway, you know, day that everybody would be there and buying all this crazy stuff. But anyway, then he was going to show in New York. He got some background and the excitement that we had that somebody from Dallas that was, had legitimately had something to say and was going to make a mark was so great because, you know, Dallas had manufacturing then too. We had Jarrell and all this stuff, but it wasn't really fashion. And suddenly we had somebody who was capital F fashion. And as I recall, his first show was in like maybe a showroom or something, a small space. And I like cried. I was so happy for him and so proud. And he just always had a clear point of view. You know, I always, that was the thing I always would say to people that say, I want to be a designer. And it's like, what do I need to do? And it's like, get a point of view because we don't just need another skirt or another shirt or another pair of pants. You have to have, it has to be about something. And Todd always had that. It was this joyful exuberance explosion of color and creativity and craft. And I think that his mother actually kind of instilled in him. And then his shows, you know, he had the first show and it was sort of like you, it was always a deal of who was there, who was, it was Ann Wintour there or was it sort of the second tier people and who came? And I think his first show was kind of like they sent the people who were there to sort of scout the young designers. And then he ramped up like fast and quickly, I would say within, you know, a year or two, he was an hot ticket and all of the top models wanted to do his show for free and the front row would be lined with other designers, you know, who were coming to see what he was doing and these joyful experiences. And he was very, he had one of the first, I'm trying to think of his name. He had one of the first, trans models. And I'm trying to think what his name was, like Billy Beyond, maybe. Anyway, they were just,
that's exactly it. Yeah.
Billy Beyond and just these, you know, Cindy Crawford would be coming down the thing. And I think his joy was so infectious that it felt, I remember Kathy Horan, he did one collection that was, the State Fair was his influence. And, you know, he had T-shirts that were like airbrushed T-shirts from the fair. It was just this fabulous thing. And I remember Kathy Horan, who had at that point gone from Detroit to the New York maybe she was still at Detroit, and she said, Todd Oldham collection proves it is distinctly possible to stay too long at the fair. And it was just like, ah. But generally, he was really, really, really embraced, and it was perfect to that time of the 80s that was just so expressive and joyful. And what's cool about him is that even though he's not really in fashion anymore, that point of view, it informs everything that he does. So whether it's a book he publishes or a line of craft things for children or a hotel in Miami, it's still very, very, very much Todd Oldham. He is still really that same incredible person. And of course, then he also was the first co-host of the MTV House of Style with Cindy Crawford. And it was so funny to just watch this kid that, you know, you kind of grew up with suddenly really become really, really, truly successful. I don't know if that really answered the question, but